for the Syrian refugees who arrived before the U.S. stopped accepting them this year. Living here means facing a series of hurdles and firsts, from learning a new language to driving in the snow for the first time. WHYY's Laura Benchoff checks in with Mustafa Amal and their two young children who came from Syria to Bucks County last month. Make that November 2016. They asked to use only their first names because they still have family in danger in Syria. Here's Laura.
Mustafa sits at his dining room table, surrounded by worksheets. It's time for one of his three weekly English lessons. And since it's December, today's is Christmas themed.
Decorations and ornaments?
Yes, decoration.
Ornaments?
Mm-hmm.
Go on the tree?
Yes.
Okay.
Ornaments?
That was close. Ornaments.
Vicky Linet, a volunteer with a Bucks County interfaith group, walks him through some vocabulary.
Okay.
What can the problem be if you eat too much food?
Stomachache.
Yes, good. Yes. You used our vocabulary word, stomachache.
Yes.
Very good. Okay.
The family's two-bedroom apartment is in a sprawling beige complex in Morrisville. Inside, it's cozy, but sparse. Computer paper printouts of phrases like home sweet home in Arabic hang on the walls. Mustafa's wife, Amal, has set out fruit and cakes for visitors. Stickers with the English words for everyday objects like door and fridge dot the apartment. They signal the steep learning curve the family has faced over the past year. Mustafa says he couldn't speak English at all when he started his cashier job at 7-Eleven. The first phrase he learned was, I have.
Second word, change. How much, how many, you need a bag. No, okay, thank you. Yeah, like this. I don't know English, it's funny. yeah.
He laughs, but the task is daunting.
It's really tough.
Bob Anderson coordinates volunteers for Team Mustafa and Amal on behalf of the Bucks County Interfaith Coalition for Refugee Resettlement. Government help for refugees lasts only about 3 months, so the volunteer group provides support to the family, including those English lessons, nearly every day.
It's tough to be poor in this country, and then to come in from another culture where you've been through trauma, violence, and then just have to pick up and make it work.
Mustafa and Amal have already overcome a lot, although you wouldn't know it by looking at them. They're both in their early 20s. His mustache barely shades his upper lip, and she looks girlish in a leopard print headscarf and matching long sleeve dress. Amal has a tendency to smile even when talking about painful events like the Syrian Civil War. The war separated her from her family, and now the U.S. travel ban means they can't visit her here.
I have 5 sisters. They are refugees. And I have a sister in Jordan. I have a sister in Lebanon. I have a sister in Turkey. And my sister in Aleppo.
The couple left Aleppo after several of Mustafa's family members got caught in the crosshairs of the war. One night, his dad was on their balcony when a stray bullet from the street struck him in the stomach. Now, here in Pennsylvania, fears over their safety have been replaced by a new anxiety: how to pay the bills.
I look now for a new job because...
Mustafa switches to Arabic, saying everything here is more expensive. Work at 7-Eleven is good, but the wages are too low to support his family. But those concerns are built on a foundation of triumphs. Before moving to Bucks County, Amal had never driven a car and didn't speak English. Now she has her license and takes their 4-year-old Yusra to pre-K in Levittown.
Oh, today I am late.
A couple of minutes past 12:30, Yusra charges up the steps of the school and into her teacher's arms. In this moment, their family is right on track for the safe and prosperous future they want for their kids. Laura Benchoff, WHYY News.